You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, February 17th, episode 3628, brought to you by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people.
And they're off in the Southern Derby. Getting left at the start was touchy. Going out to the front with some good-looking strides, that's Getaway Car. He's going to be the boss into the first turn, and he leads by over a length. That's It's My Birthday along the rail, second. Smash It surging up into third. Very wide in fourth is Take Charge Tom, and even wider, Caldera. In mid-division, there's Spaniard with five to raise. Alongside him, Touchy rides the rails, and drilling by eight long lengths is Remember Big Jim. It's less tempo, set by the favorite Getaway Car, as that one has six furlongs left to travel. Smash It is second with It's My Birthday third. Take Charge Tom, beginning to rev up. He's a closer third. He's got about two on Calderos in mid-division. Towards the inside, Touchy's trying his best, as he'll have to raise the stakes shortly. Spaniard next last and still trailing by about seven is Remember Big Jim. Halfway home, Getaway Car has set the tempo throughout, and he leads by two. Here comes a strong, good-looking move from Caldera. Caldera means business, and he's bearing down on Getaway Car. Caldera looks to have his measure. Caldera with a sweeping move. Getaway Car's going to have to find something more and find it quickly. Touchy is third, straightening away into the long Sunland Park stretch. It is Caldera for Dwayne Lucas leading a neck, fighting back. Getaway Car will not give up. Getaway Car, vigilant on the inside. Getaway Car coming back. Getaway Car, Caldera, thrown down in an awesome finish. Was it Getaway Car? Maybe. I don't know. Caldera was very close. Then eight lengths back to Touchy third.
Oh, is that not like the coolest recording? So that's like the horse players video. And basically, doesn't it sound like it's from like the 1920s?
Yes, it does. He sounds like his old radio, AM radio. Yeah.
He goes on to say, that is the best Sunland Derby in the history of Sunland Derby. He's like, oh my God, that was such an exciting race. We were screaming. I was in here with Lucas and Anna, and we were screaming. I mean, it was a head bob that Getaway Car beat Caldera.
Oh, it was just, if it had been, 2 inches further, he would have won.
He would have won. Yep. It was the darndest thing. It was crazy. Well,
Does that mean we won any money?
We might have won, let's see, the last time he won a big race.
Let's remind everybody, new listeners, Caldera is a horse that about 50 listeners own. It's kind of the Horse Radio Network horse. About 50 of us own a share through myracehorse.com. And Caldera is actually...
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, correct. I wish that we should be. But they... Because you've bought about 10 horses now. So there you go. Yeah. But yeah.
So myracehorse.com, you can buy shares of racehorses. And so a lot of our listeners and me and Glenn, we all bought shares of Caldera. And
of us.
Yeah. 50. And it's so exciting to kind of follow along with him and watch all of his races. And yesterday he ran in the Sunland Derby in New Mexico, and it was unbelievable. So the winner of that race, it was a $400,000 race, and the winner of that got 20 points towards the Kentucky Derby. Second place got 10.
I was going to ask how many points it was. And how many do you need to qualify?
I mean,
a lot, right?
There are times horses with 22 have gotten in, even sometimes less or more. You just never know. It just depends on how many points everybody else gets. The top 18 get in, and then the next two spots are kind of revolving. So he needs more points to be able to get in. But just the fact that this is the first one we've purchased and he's on the Derby trail, what? That's so exciting. I like to tell people I own 7 hairs of a racehorse that's trained by Julian Lucas. So it was very exciting. And I would like to thank Matt Gibson for giving me his password so I can watch all those races.
I'll tell you what. It looks like they're going to race him for another qualifying race for the Derby. And the thing about this race was the you know, he and the winner were way far, like 8 to 10 lengths ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just blew him away.
And Getaway Car was the favorite, so it was that's the way it was kind of predicted to be.
And it kind of looks like he needs that other horse to push him, is what it's coming down to in the last couple of races. He needs that other horse.
Oh, see, I thought he had blinkers on. I mean, let's just be armchair jockeys for a minute. Okay. First of all, I think with the blinkers on was a little, I think he's ready to not have them on because I don't think he saw the horse coming back. I think he was beating him and beating him and he was going to win. And then he got kind of surprised because he's wearing blinkers. The other thing is, I do think, I mean, as an armchair jockey myself, that he made the move just a touch too early on the back stretch as they were making the turn. If he would have just waited, we might have had a little bit more because that first surge from Caldera was just insane. It was awesome. Oh my God. Can you tell it, guys? I'm super excited. All right, moving on.
That seemed like a long race. Well, how long was the race?
It was a mile and a 16th.
Okay.
I don't know. I watched so many horse races yesterday because another friend had a horse racing yesterday too. So it's a lot of horse racing all weekend long. So it was exciting.
Well, we do have a fun show planned for you today. We have Deanne's coming back from Horse Nation. It's been a while since she's been here, and she's going to talk to us about their latest hot stories over there. We're going to do a study show later on in the show. Jamie did a thing, and I have no idea what the thing is, but apparently she's going to talk about that. And we will do a post show for you as well. So hang on for all of that. And before we get to Daily Winnies, I just wanted to say we're thinking about all of you affected by the storms, the flooding, the landslides, everything that's going on. I think Lisa Wysocki described it best in one paragraph. In the past, and she lives in Tennessee, almost on the Kentucky border. In the past 24 hours, we've had 70 degrees, torrential rain, hail, 45 mile an hour winds, flooding, sleet, and now it's 33 and snowing and mud. We have lots of mud. So there you go. I think that just about described how a lot of people are feeling right now. We're not going to do a question first world problems today. Why, Jamie?
Because, you guys, I want a question first world problems. And this is a problem. I feel like forever we need to take a break from equestrian first world problems for the month of January and February because all you people just complain about the weather.
Well,
and
let's face it, everybody's life kind of sucks right now, so that's all you can think about.
I know, it's all you can think about. So I think like of all the submissions, maybe one or two weren't weather related, so you guys getting a pass this week.
Yeah.
The weather sucks for everybody. We have a snowstorm coming in. They're saying hundreds of hours without it being above freezing. We're gonna have like negatives tonight, snow, the whole thing. Kids are never gonna go to school again, I swear to God.
Even in Oklahoma?
They had Friday off for like a teacher work day, and then they have today off for President's Day, and then a storm rolls in tonight. I'm like, I'm losing my mind. Chad has been gone.
Damn days off at school now.
Oh, he's been gone for days and I'm like been stuck in the house with these children and I'm losing my mind.
All right. Well, in that case, let's do some Daily Winnies. Well, it's ironic that one of our auditor birthdays is the person that got us into all of this horse racing owner stuff, and that's Clark Barton. Happy birthday to you, Clark, and Jessica Shannon as well. So happy birthday to the both of you.
Oh, Lord. I don't know who to give this Daily Winnie to. Okay, so yesterday I had to take Ace, my baby of racehorse, not a baby now. He's going to be 6 this year. It's so crazy. So I had shoulder surgery about a month ago, and getting back into riding in February on a baby racehorse when you basically have a wounded wing is not the most exciting, fun thing I've been looking forward to. So I have a friend who lives up in Tulsa that has a really nice farm, and she's a fantastic rider. And so I sent Ace up to her for a couple weeks while I continue to heal. So she has covered arena, really nice barn. So she's going to ride him for a couple weeks. So
good thing with your weather coming in, you wouldn't be riding him anyway.
I know. Well, I realize she's probably not going to ride him for the next week anyway. So he's actually probably going to have 1 week of riding because they're going to get weather too. But so I had this plan. To Patty Otto, one of our listeners, and I were going to take Ace up there. Her horse has been up there. We're going to bring her horse home. And so I had this plan to do this, and Anna was going to come with me. Well, it was sad. We have plenty of time, so I'm not going to rush through the story. But we had on Saturday, just like I said, I've been in the house with these children and I'm bored and I'm staring at my phone. And I was like, you know what I should do? I should look at Craigslist. What could possibly go wrong?
Now, you've been shopping for farms. So were you looking at farms for sale and land for sale on Craigslist or horses for sale on Craigslist?
Of course, I wasn't looking for anything productive like land, please. So I go to Craigslist and I'm just surfing around and I'm like, ooh, what is that? And it's an ad for a 18-year-old quarter horse, well, mix, gelding, 18 years old, family horse, been there, done that, done it all, everything. And I was like, so I need a horse to replace the horse that I bought to replace the horse that I have. So I have Duke and we've kind of retired him and Duke has helped me start baby race horses forever. So then we got Maverick and Maverick has been awesome, but he's developing more lamenesses. Like he's just like, I mean, I knew he would be crippled, like, but I just couldn't leave him where he was. So I was like, I kind of need to get another horse to replace the horse that I bought to replace the horse, obviously. And let me back up and tell you that my husband is out of town and has been on a very long trip and he missed Valentine's Day. Oh. And he told me that that my Valentine's Day present was coming in the mail and it would be delivered and it would be very heavy and to not pick it up on myself and to make sure I had some help. So Saturday, Farm Boy is here and they deliver it. And so he helps me get it in and he can barely get it in. And so I get it up to the house and I open it up. And remember, my husband is like a notoriously fantastic gift giver. That's sarcastic. And do you know what I got for Valentine's Day?
I don't know what that heavy.
Do you know what I got? I got a home gym for his garage.
Okay. So the one thing that we have done these lists in the past about what not to get your woman for Valentine's Day. And at the top of every list is anything that involves workout equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a ginormous, like the size of a wall, rack for squats and deadlifts and all that. I have one arm and one shoulder. So let me just remind you that this present was not for me.
So he bought himself a present.
He bought himself a home gym and said it was for me. Okay.
Well, Jennifer bought a saddle and I said, well, that's for you then. But see, that's at least something she'll use.
Two can play at that game, Glenn. Okay. Fast forward, I'm messaging with these people and I asked them for some videos and they send me some videos almost immediately. And the videos are of a little done quarter horse that they're walking through the water and they're standing up and they're swing mounting on him from the ground bareback and they're climbing all over him and he's just standing there. And I was like, okay, here's the thing. If you ask somebody for videos and they send you some videos immediately, that means they already had them. And so to make sure that it's not a scam, you have to ask for specific things. So I was like, I would like a video of him trotting, just a jog video. And I would like some pictures of his teeth. Well, I got a jog. So, and I was like, cool. So if they're going to send me that, then obviously they're not a scam. But I just called him just to make sure. And this person answers the phone. And let me tell you that this horse is located in the town of, are you ready for it? Swink, Oklahoma.
Swink?
Every Swink, Oklahoma. Google that. I've talked to 10 people that were born and raised here and nobody has ever heard of the town Swink, Oklahoma. So anyway, I'm messaging back and forth. I'm talking to them on the phone and I was like, I called and they answered. I was like, hey, I've been texting you about the horse. I just wanted to get some information. She's like, well, you won't know. And I was like, well, to be honest, I just want to make sure you're a real human and not a scam because, you know, it's Craigslist. And she's like, well, hold on. Let me put my boyfriend on the phone. And so I said, well, just can you tell me about him? Yeah, his name is Kyle. And he's been there, done that kind of horse. You know, you can do anything on him. We took him out of the field and we ain't been on him in 4 or 5 months. And he just acted like nothing was wrong. He's super easy. He does everything. You can do everything. You can rope both sides on him. You can pasture rope on him. You can hog hunt on him. He does parades. He does. He's even done some horse races. And you know what else he does? You we sent him down to the county to be on the pivot team.
What's a pivot team?
I don't know. Let me keep going. You can ride him down dirt roads. You can ride him in town. You can ride him into out of town. We've taken him in parades. You know what? He's not a super fan of guns being shot off of him, but he don't do nothing. He just flinches a little bit, but he's fine. You can kind of do it. We had Colt snub to him. You can do anything to this horse. And I'm like, he's perfect. I was like, but he's 3 hours away. And tomorrow I have to go to take Ace up to Tulsa. And this horse is in Southeast Oklahoma. So I call my hauler, who's done a lot of things. And I was like, hey, I might buy this horse, like sight unseen. Can you go get him? And he's like, I can't do it for a week. And we're having this storm come in. And Ginger, bless her heart, was like, I'll go get him. Like, what? Okay. Sounds good. You know what? Hook up the trailer. Y'all can go. You can go in the morning. And Anna's like, I want to go. So, okay. So Anna and Ginger are going to head south while I head north with Patty. Sounds good. So it's just a beautiful thing when you ask somebody in Oklahoma who lives in Swink for directions. Okay.
Left at the big tree. And oh God. Right at the post office.
You're so close. By the way, they did tell me that you could put your grandma on him or you could put your kids on him. But you know what? He does have some get up and go, but you can put your grandma on him. I said, okay, well, cool. And by the way, pivot team. I've never heard of a pivot team. So I've asked those same 10 people who didn't know where Swink was, and Patty was the only one who knew what a pivot team was. Pivot team is apparently, because I Googled it and I found a YouTube video of a girl who was doing the Fort Worth Rodeo who was talking about being on the pivot team. And those are girls that run in with the flags and they stand there and people weave around them. And it's like, it almost seemed like some cowboy quadrille. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is, but apparently you can carry a flag on this horse. So I was like, you know what? I'll take him. He's real cheap. He was very affordable, 18 years old. Oh, and he's 15 too.
So you bought another horse sight and seen is all I'm hearing.
Yeah, I did. I basically did. But I sent them down and the directions were, okay, what you's going to do? And by the way, this was the most country dude I have ever talked to in my entire life. Like, I mean, I put him on speaker with Anna and at the end of the phone call, we were both commenting on how we understood maybe half of what he said.
For Anna, maybe probably half. Understood a quarter.
I don't know what. Yeah, I mean, seriously, translate that. So he's like, all right, what you gonna do is you gonna map your way down to Swink, okay? So you're gonna be on the turnpike, and when you get down into Swink, you're gonna pull over and get off the turnpike. And on the north side of town, I mean, town's only two streets, but there's an old abandoned store, and it's like just an old store, but it ain't there anymore. And you're going to pull over right there. And what's going to happen is I'm going to meet you at that store that's not there. That old abandoned store, y'all just pull on over and then I'll drive on out and I'll meet you. And then y'all can follow me because I don't know. He's at my aunt's house and I don't know her address or nothing. And to be honest, you can't get in there anyway because you know what? I don't think they had road graders out there for months. There ain't no roads. You can't go anywhere. We've had so much rain. We gonna get stuck anyway. So you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and I'll take him out of my aunt's pasture and I'll bring him on up to her yard and I'll put him in her yard.
And you're sending and two females alone to meet this dude.
Yes. Do you know why they're selling him? Because his girlfriend was getting induced to have their baby today. So they needed the money.
The baby.
And at that point, I'm like, I'm not negotiating. I'll just pay you whatever. I'm just going to get this horse out of there who ain't got no roads. And so Anna and Ginger drove up yesterday. And that's when I posted the picture that they took, because when they got to the old store that ain't there anymore, and he drove up and he met them, and they's talking on the phone back and forth because they had to go down a couple more exits down the turnpike to get off because there ain't nowhere to go once you get off the turnpike, Glenn. So they followed him down, but then Ginger had to end up backing around because there ain't nowhere to turn around. So I apparently made Ginger do a 16-point turn like on some dirt road to turn my truck and trailer around. My truck and trailer, what could possibly go wrong, to get this horse who's tied outside of a trailer to a tree next to a truck.
Yeah, he's next to a truck. But the thing is, I saw him tied to a tree, but I didn't see any trailer.
No, trailer home. is in the background of one of the photos.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, not a horse trailer, Glenn. Okay. He what he did is he ran out there and got all muddy, and he hopped on that horse bareback, and he rode him on up to the tree. And once they got out of the mud, they put him and tied him to the tree. Then Ginger pulls out, and they're like, there he is.
You know, when I got Scooter, he was tied to a tree.
Are you serious?
Yep. He was tied by a long rope to a tree, which he'd wrapped around about 85 times.
Yeah. Well, they at least high tied him to the tree.
Well, now you know he high ties.
He does. He ties. You can do anything on him. And so they load him up. They said he jumped in the damn trailer, just hopped in. And so they're heading home. Now, mind you, I'm up at this fancy barn up in Tulsa, and they're like in Swink, Oklahoma, on the side of the road where there ain't no roads, Glenn. There ain't no roads. Oh, my God. It was so great.
I wasn't sure by the picture if you had bought the truck or the horse. I wasn't sure.
Or the tree. Who knows?
Or the piece of land it sat on. It could have been any one of those.
Yeah.
So you're now the proud owner of a quarter horse something? He's big chested from this picture.
Here's the thing, Glenn. So they said when they bought him a year ago, they was told he was 15. But see, my girlfriend, she's real good at the teeth, and she looked at his teeth and she thinks he's 18. So that's what we're selling him as, is 18. 28. Now, here's the problem. She's not real good at estimating height, because 15'2 might be 14'1.
Oh, really? He's small? See, this picture, you can't tell.
Short. I know. I couldn't tell. And I said, well, was the guy riding him in the videos, was he like small? She was like, he's smaller than you. And I was like, no wonder he looked huge, because this horse is barrel chested. He is as wide as he is tall.
Looks like a tank.
And he.
Which like, could be I good if you're using him for a pony horse.
They were like, what you want him for? And I was like, well, you know, honestly, I start race horses and baby race horses, and I just need a horse that'll go down the trail and lead him around and stand still in the arena. Oh, he'll be good for that. He's real good at that. And so I said, send me a picture of the teeth, and the girlfriend might be good at the teeth, but she's not real good at the teeth. He potentially, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's hard to tell after a certain age anyway.
But. Yeah. I mean, his teeth say he's either 11 or 30. I'm leaning towards 30. But you know what? It's okay. I bought Duke when he was 17, and he's 33 now. So at least I'll have a couple years. Now, of course, on the phone, I did ask them, you know, for any veterinary records or medications that he's... I said,
we don't do that here, Jamie. What are you talking about? We don't need no veterinarians down here.
Now, mind you, this horse has been in their family for years, okay? Like, since he was a baby, and they just done everything on him. And I said, do you have a Coggins, a shot record, or a... When was the last time
his teeth... He does the farrier. He trims them himself.
When was the last time he had his teeth done?
I look
done?
At the goes, truck and I know he trims them himself.
When was the last time he had his teeth done? He goes, oh, hell. We ain't got no need for none of that down here.
No, not down what? There.
He's in Swink, Oklahoma. Did you know horses don't need their teeth floated?
No, they don't need their teeth floated. They don't need any of that Coggins crap either.
Oh, we ain't got no need for that down here. I said, does he have shoes on? Hoping you would say to his head, no, he ain't got
this
no shoes on.
This dude has never ordered anything from Valley Vet. I guarantee you.
No, never. So I've talked to Ashley already on Wednesday. We're going to do a healthcare segment on a horse that has never had veterinary work and is potentially over 20. Now, I did bring him in last night. I mean, he's in quarantine. But I got
that's
him
a good
in.
Thing. Yeah,
Anna,
that was smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Anna and I worked on him in the freezing cold for about an hour, getting all the burrs out of his mane and tail. This is the calmest, gentlest senior citizen I have
ever
seen.
Boy, he's 85. He can't move.
I know. His feet are like so long. My farrier's coming today. I told Anna, I said, this is what I'd love to do. I love to bring these guys back to life. I've read Black Beauty too many damn times.
I told and you I'm to like, put that
gotta
book
get
away.
The old horse back to life. And so I've got a veterinary appointment
Chad
for
yet?
It. Well, here's the thing. Remember? First of all, we've taken bets on how long it's going to take him to notice that there's a new horse. Number
well,
one.
You get new horses all the time, so.
I know. Number two, he's going to help me put out round bales. But let's go back to the Valentine's Day present that I got. You see where I'm going with this?
I see, yes.
Who's that short? I mean, because this horse looks way different than anything else on my farm. He is a 14 one-hand done tank. And Chad has helped me with round bales, and he's going to see the horse today. I know, but Lucas said he'll never notice. Anna said it'll take 3 days. I said I think he'll notice today. And when he says, "Who is that?" I'm going to say, "Happy Valentine's Day!"
It's your horse.
I got you a horse. You got me gym equipment. I got you a horse.
I think
that's
a brilliant plan, actually. I like right? that one. Yes, that because that shuts him down completely. What is he going to say?
I mean, what's he going to say? And I'm pretty sure that this horse was cheaper than the gym equipment. But here's the thing. I dewormed him last night. We had the farrier coming today, but we had a snowstorm. And I just want to get his teeth done so bad. His breath smells so gross. Bless his heart. But he is sweet and gentle. And I'll post some pictures and videos later. We are just smitten with him. He's so old. And he's so sweet. So, you know, they called him Kyle, but my bestie here, Larissa, her husband's name is Kyle. And I called her and I was like, "I just bought your husband." And she was like, "Oh my God, I will kick your ass if you ride my husband." Like, like there was just, it was joke overload. And I was like, that's a perfect name. But you know, I've named horse tons. I let Anna name the last one. So I let Ginger name this one. I said, "You have the honor of naming this little senior citizen angel baby that we have brought to us." And because he's replacing Maverick, she named him Goose. So Goose it is. I love it.
That your, what was your husband's flight pirate? You know,
his call sign was Skate.
Skate. Okay. Got it. But Goose was from the
Top
movie.
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Maverick, so we got it. We got Goose. So now we have Goose, who is a 14-1 to 14-2 hand, 723-year-old angel baby who's literally never had veterinary work done because they don't need that.
They don't need that in Swink. They don't even have a doctor. What are you talking about down there?
I can't believe he still lived this long. He might be 12. Who knows? He just looks 147 because nobody's ever taken care of him ever. I dewormed him and I was like, "Oh my God, please don't have an impaction colic from the overload of parasites." So I gave him half a dewormer, hoping that I'll give him the other half in a couple days. So like with Mustangs, you do that because their parasite load is so heavy. Then all of a sudden they have a belly full of worms that are dead. You know, so you got to like be real careful with it. So I'm trying to be careful, but we've got a vet coming on Wednesday, and I've talked to Ashley, and Ashley knows, she's talked to Dr. Christie, and it's going to just take my questions on how to manage.
How to bring back
horse.
An 85-year-old,
yes,
what might be a quarter horse or something. Can you,
never,
do
oh,
me
you
a
know
favor,
what's funny
though?
is I think it was Anna who said, do you think he has a microchip?
Yeah, they don't do that in Swink either. So we you got to do me a favor, though. We got to move on to our guests, but you got to do me a favor. When Chad gets home and you think there's a chance he might see the horse, hit the record button on your phone.
I got you. I got you, dog. I'll set up a video. You know what? To be honest, I ask Ginger and Anna, I was like, "Y'all, please record this gentleman from Swink talking," because nobody would believe me, and they didn't do it. Oh. But I was on the phone with him, and I was like, "This is the great, like, I mean, sweet. I know." Sweetest little angel, like, oh my God, him and his little girlfriend, they were like 15. I mean, they're just the sweet, and they're not 15, but they were very, very young. It's how you do it in Swing, because you know, you get married when you're 15, and they're just precious. I'm not, yeah, I don't know. All I know is I got to send you this jog video because I was like, I want a video of him, you know, trotting, and they trotted him in like 4 inches of water. Like, because there's so much rain.
He's water trained.
I was like, he's fine. It'll be fine. You know what? I don't care. Go have your baby. Take my money and we'll just figure it all out. It's
send me a closer picture so I can actually put it in the show notes, because this is like a Craigslist picture.
I know. That's what's so great about it. I will send you the picture. Ginger, I texted her and I'm like, "Is he still alive?" And she said he is, so I will email it. Do you want me to email it or text it?
You can email it. That'd be great. Well, speaking of horse trailers, you brought that horse home in a horse trailer, and you probably are glad that you had some worm flooring, because let's face it, traditional floors and trailers, barns, workshops, they take a beating, especially with horses that have very sharp, pointy feet. They crack, they leak, they collect dust like nobody's business, and they never last. They're always wear out. You're always replacing the boards. Can't tell you how many boards I replaced on trailers. And if it's an aluminum trailer, you're pulling back the mats to clean it all the time so the aluminum doesn't rust, all that stuff. You know, you don't want it disintegrating under there. Worm flooring is a sealed system that's easy to clean and maintain. No more back-breaking scrubbing. Plus, it's slip-resistant, keeping your horses safe and sound. And unlike any other options, worm flooring is built to last. Liquids are no problem. Worm flooring protects your floor and keeps it looking beautiful for years to come. Don't settle for a floor that's a constant hassle. Invest in worm flooring today. Visit wormflooring.com. That's W-E-R-M flooring.com to learn more. And you can find a dealer near you at that website. All right, let's go to Deanne. She's from Horse Nation. She visits us on a regular basis to talk about some of the stories that they're covering over there. Well, Deanne, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Thank you. It appears that I've been rehired after you fired me.
Did we fire you?
No, I'm teasing. Because
I was like, I didn't remember firing her. Maybe no, Jamie fired her.
There was a big gap. They were like, did you fire her?
It has been a while since we've talked to you. I talked to your old boss. I talked to John last week, actually.
Oh, so, nice. Were you talking about Dressage Only?
Yes. He has a new website called Dressage Only, which is a horse sales site for dressage horses. So it was kind of his version of anti-Craigslist, so an correct, actual reputable place where you can post dressage horses for sale.
And now I'm logging on to dressageonly.com.
Yeah, you know,
and John, Dressage Only fans, and he's like, I would like it not to be known as that, but so I am here to call it that publicly and on your podcast. I told him he might make a little bit more money that way.
Yeah, it's a great site. He did a good job with the search features. I mean, it looks like he designed it because he's good at that. But
yeah, and well, and not to diminish John in any way, because he's very good at that, but Leslie also had a solid hand in it, of course.
I bet, yeah. You know, what's funny is John Thayers, who we're talking about, he's the one that started the Venting Nation back in 2009, and we were all starting together back then. So I started Horse Radio Network, he started that. We've kind of been helping each other out over the years, and I never could get him to come on the show. That's why Leslie ended up coming on Horses in the Morning so often, is because I would ask John to come on, and he was too shy to do it. Well, he makes an appearance on last Saturday's Dressage Radio show, and he was funny and very good on the show.
He's absolutely a wonderful,
he's delightful
speaker. Yes, he's yes, funny, he's smart, but I think that's not usually the end of things he likes to be on.
He was great, and I think he's going to be doing it more often now, because now I know he can. So he'll be back. No, he was terrific, and he's about to have his third kid. He wasn't even married, or I don't think he'd had a girlfriend when he started Eventing Nation.
So
good for him, and congratulations on the new site, you guys. It's a very good site, and it's well needed too.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know a ton about dressage, but from what I've gathered from those who do, I think he's filling an important gap.
Yes. And, you know, I think he did that with Sport Horse Nation, you know,
yes,
and with the sport horses. And, you know, there is a need for that kind of thing. And he also, by the way, there's a coupon code. If anybody wants to list their dressage horse for free until March the 15th, you can do that with the coupon code HRN. And you can list your horse for free on it's dressageonly.com, right?
Yes. Yep. Hold on. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, I was 90% confident, and I didn't want to say yes and then have it be like not that.
We offered it for our listeners that if you want to list your dressage horse for free, you can do that. I mean, it's not expensive anyway, but use coupon code HRN. All right, on to some stories from Horse Nation. What are the Argentinians up to? I saw this story, and I read it, and I sort of understood it, but tell us about it. The title of it is, in the news, gene-edited super horses.
Right, question mark. I think that
yes, the question mark. Yes.
I always like the punctuation in headlines. You know, it says a lot. But basically, Argentinian polo folks are gene editing foals. They created 5 gene edited foals last October, using a Hall of Fame mare. I'm going to get this. I'm totally going to butcher this. My apologies to Polo folks who know what's up, but a Hall of Fame mare, Polo Forezza. So they designed the genome before the horses are born in order to breed for speed. So they're going in and editing the foal's genes.
So they figure out which genes are speed related and they make sure they have more of those.
Yeah, there's a quote in there that says there are certain muscle fibers that give it more explosiveness, a faster contraction, and the animal can have this greater explosive speed.
Haven't we all seen the sci-fi movies where they're messing around with gene editing for animals, and it never goes well for us?
100%. But I will say the polo world, I think, is a little bit more open to this type of science than a lot of other disciplines. I could be getting this wrong, so I'm sure you'll get plenty of emails and feel free to forward them to me if I'm totally off base. But I think it's polo where they have some clones that are allowed to compete.
Yes, and actually, there's several disciplines where clones are allowed to compete. And I think what we found over the years, too, is that the clones weren't necessarily like mama or daddy. You know, they weren't necessarily the superstars that of the one they cloned.
Right, right, because you take the circumstance, the nature out of it a bit, right? Like that you have these other contributing factors. But it's interesting, right? Like it's okay, what's, I don't want to call it gene therapy because that's wrong, but it's designer genomes.
And you know, I heard a story on a podcast, tech podcast the other day. AI is only going to speed up the ability to identify genes in humans and animals. So AI is going to speed that up. You know, it's taken us a long time to get to the point where we can figure out what genes do what. And that's going to speed up, you know, a ton over the next year or two. So I only see this happening more.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's going to be one of those where we're like, oh, we all know what happens in a dystopia based on every book we've ever read or every movie we've ever seen. So maybe we should back off. I think you're right that it's just going to keep growing.
Jamie, how do you feel about this?
You know, what's funny is I was just looking up one of the polo horses that is a racehorse. His name was Valid something, and I'm trying to remember what it is. But I had a horse come into training and the horse's name was called Valid's Final. And it was the final foal of this Valid.
It's not Valid Appeal.
I don't know. Maybe I can't remember.
I mean, Valid Appeal was a racehorse. Like I've had two horses that are related, but I don't know if he was a polo horse. I know he was a racehorse.
It was a Valid something. And the horse I trained was Valid's Final. And it was a horse. And once I posted that he was available online, all the polo people, he was from Horse and Hound, all the polo people started fighting over him because he was Valid's final foal. And so apparently they had been cloning this mom of this horse. And so it was pretty cool. So
well, only the polo players can afford to clone a bunch of horses.
I was going to say, you got to pay to play. Although looking at some of the prices of these dressage horses on dressageonly.com, maybe they're not the only ones.
Yeah, they ain't cheap now either. God, I mean, you'd have to pay 10 grand to find a good trail horse. So, I mean, it's like,
no kidding. Jamie, it is interesting you say that, though, because my mare, who is whatever, a grand get of Valid Appeal, is a polo reject.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I think that line, I say this again, speaking totally out of turn, but I think that Valid line is one that polo players like.
Yeah, they loved it. And so, yeah, people, you know, they submit applications and I think all the polo farms from around. The thing is, polo ponies love their job. They their job and they are so impeccably trained. So you asked me about cloning. It's just like breeding, you know, but people aren't going to clone irresponsibly. You know, people
breed irresponsibly. For 100 grand a pop. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any horse that can do polo can do anything. Like they're to be able to withstand, I think, to be athletic enough to do that job and the level of training those horses get, like, those are some of the best athletes out there.
And they're
there.
Tough. I mean, they're just tough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they don't break tough down. Fit. Apparently, from what I read, they don't break down as quickly because they're breeding it. Well, even here, the gene therapies for building muscle and, you know, and all of that makes to less breakdowns, right?
Right.
They have good feet, you know, all of that stuff. Well, it just goes to show when you have money, you can do all this fancy. All right, what can we learn? Another article. This one was actually from a couple of years ago, but I think you may have reposted it. It's a Throwback Thursday, one of your Throwback Thursdays. What can we learn about parenting from riding? And you're both parents, so.
We are.
How old are yours now?
Mine are, my oldest turns 13 on Wednesday.
Wow.
And my twins turned 10 last month.
Oh my God. When you started coming on the show, they were like two.
Yeah. This isn't to say they aren't about to bust into the room screaming, because they still do that. But like, they definitely at that point were like just screaming in the background. Yes. While I was on the call. Yes.
And if yours are like everybody else, they'll have the next week off because the weather went bad. So, you know.
Well, right. Yeah. So they have a day off for President's Day, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
But in our world, they don't have off anymore. It's just a virtual day.
So what can we learn about parenting from riding?
So there are, I think I have also come to various versions of this as well, is one of the things that they're saying that we need to learn, especially, is to relax, let go, and not care so much. But that's not to say we shouldn't care so much when we're parenting. But this article focuses on, or is written from the perspective of, an instructor who would coach or give lessons to parents, like moms who chose to go back to riding or to start riding because it's something that they wanted to do for themselves. And she said one of the biggest things that the moms would have to learn to do is to not overthink every moment or second guess every step, because they come in, it's something they're doing for themselves, it's something they want to do, they want to get it right. Right? Like, they, so learning to like just trust their bodies as opposed to micromanaging every movement they had. And it was one of those that in parenting, you often have to do the same thing, right? Like, you can't always micromanage everything. You do have to let go a little bit. And that's to me was sort of the main takeaway of this article, was that like, sometimes you just have to let it go and take a breath.
And I think too, when parents get into doing something like that for themselves, and we've heard this from people who have gotten back into riding, but the kids are still at home and they've gotten into riding, they also feel a little guilty for spending money on themselves, because that's not something they've done for years, right? With the exception of Jamie, who's pretty good at it.
But I was going to say, I've never had that issue.
But we have heard that from even listeners who have said, you know, I everything was for the kids, especially if the more kids you have, I think the more it is that way.
The more broke you are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. What, Jamie, let me ask you, have you learned anything about parenting from riding? What, and you're in a little bit different situation too, being a Monty Roberts instructor, because there's so many lessons about life in the Monty Roberts teaching.
And that's what I was going to say. I think that I became a calmer, more patient human. Now, my child might disagree, but like, I think with learning all the Monty concepts that you learn, it not only helps you be a better horse person, it helps you be a better person. So like I told you, like one time my husband was really mad at me and he was getting very frustrated, and I was like being very calm, because like Deanne was saying, sometimes you just have to breathe. And he was like, what are you? Are you doing?
Yeah, we
some
hate
of
that, by the way. We
crap?
Absolutely hate that.
Yeah, he's like, are you doing that Monty crap on me right now?
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, just what Deanne said, I just took a breath and like, okay, just carry on.
Because when somebody's mad at you, they want you to be as mad as they are, right? They want you
Yeah, not going to work over here. So yeah, I do think that being around horses and being around children, they will match your energy, horses or humans. And so if you keep your energy low, the horses will match your energy. I don't know if this has a lot to do with the riding portion of what the article said, Dan, but like, I feel like if I keep my energy low with the children, their energy stays low. So I think there's so many similarities. Not that I've learned a whole lot about parenting, but I'm just matching how I treat the horses versus how I treat the humans.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many crossovers. And I think sometimes I'm better. Actually, I think most times I'm better at it with the horses than I am with humans. And partially just because, even though I love my tiny humans very much, in general, I don't like super like people. You know? So it's easier for me.
Spoken like a true horse girl.
Yeah, right. But it, whereas I think with horses especially, you see immediately how your energy affects them. So if you don't control it and you don't bring it down, you pay for it. And it's kind of instantaneous, right? Whereas with tiny thinking humans who can reason through things, sometimes it takes a bit more. Or maybe I'm just not as in tune to humans, again, spoken like a horse person. it definitely all crosses over. And the same with like having fair expectations and correcting and then moving on, right? Like it's all the same thing.
So totally off the topic, but still with kids, Jamie's a twin and you have twins. How has it been different with the twins than it was for your single older child?
Yeah. Tell me how that works when you parent the older child and then have two younger twins. That's weird. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny because
I wanted to hear from the mom's perspective and then I knew Jamie was going to jump in.
It's interesting because I can speak very specifically about when they were little, right? Like, so with my first kid, who's a singleton, I feel like with that first baby, I had the luxury of being home with her. I remember I just spent hours staring at her, right? Because like, what else are you going to do? And she was a very easy baby and I was very fortunate. But with twins and at the time a three-year-old, it was like triage.
Survival.
My oldest only ever cried if there was a specific problem. And in general, like I could fix it, right? Like I think my entire time of her as an infant, I can only remember two nights total where she just cried and I had tried all the things and it didn't work. But literally two, like I can name both of them. The twins, it wasn't like they cried because they were screamers. It was just that you couldn't meet everyone's needs all at once. Yeah. So like, if one's being fed, the other's going to have to wait. Or if one's being changed, the other's going to have to wait. So like, speaking of issues for me, because I couldn't always control it in that moment, I had to learn to sort of be like, okay, that one can cry for a couple of minutes and it's okay.
Yeah. So how far apart are your twins?
You mean like in time it took them to be born?
Yes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay. So I am 10 minutes older than my twin brother.
Okay.
And would you also confirm that your favorite is the youngest? Go ahead.
They're here. I can't say that.
It's fine. I know how it works. It's fine. It's fine.
But so, okay. So wait, you said you're older than your brother?
Yeah. 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 So we can move past that. It's now, okay.
Well, is wait, it... Do you have any other siblings?
I have an older brother.
You still think the younger brother is the favorite?
My older brother's 18 months older than me. And no, it's different. So like my mom's favorite was my little brother. I call him my little brother. He's 10 months younger than me.
Because you were just a jerk.
I know. And then my dad, clearly my brother, is, and I'm like, you guys, I'm the only one who gave you a grandchild. How am I not the angel of the family at this point?
Like I'm the only girl.
And I'm the only girl and I'm the only one who gave you a grandchild that you know of. How am I not like on a pedestal all the time? And it turns out, yeah, you're not. It doesn't matter. You know who is on a pedestal? The grandchild. It's fine. Oh, I'm not bitter. It's
naturally.
Fine.
Are yours? Are you both boys, the twins?
No, my twins are boy-girl twins also.
Oh, wow.
Which one's older?
My boy, but only because his sister pushed him out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you go first. Said, I don't know what it's like out there.
You know what my mom said? You know why I came first? Because my brother said, ladies first. Yeah, that's crap. He was 8 pounds. I was 4 pounds. He was a pig.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Mine were. Yeah. He like took it all from you.
Yeah. And then kicked me out first.
mine were 3 ounces apart. They were like 6'6" and 6'9".
Oh, well, this is definitely not meaning to be baby talk, no. Mama talk, or baby
talk. I wanted
talk.
To ask you that, though, because as they're getting older, I just wanted to ask you that. Well, that's it for... Well,
and I will say quickly on the, like, how is it different? Now that they're older, it's not a whole lot different because they're in separate classes and things like that. And they're, like,
are they totally identical? Different.
They can't be either boy girl.
So oh, boy girl. Okay, I'm sorry. Identical I was still thinking two boys for some reason.
Identical genetically identical, so fraternal twins, like boy-girl twins, cannot be identical.
Right.
Okay. People have asked me, like, are you and your brother identical? And I'm like,
I was
no,
still thinking
he
two
is a
boys.
Wiener.
Yeah.
I once, when they were babies, had somebody ask me, not joking, how do I tell them apart? And I was like, well, one has a penis.
Oh, God. <That's> All right. With that, Deanne, it has been such a lovely time having you on visiting with us. Don't be such a stranger, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Deanne. Appreciate it. It's horsenation.com.
As horse owners, we spend a lot of time on the road. Let U.S. Rider help keep you covered. Our equestrian motor plan offers fast, reliable, nationwide service from our highly trained roadside assistance team. 24/7 coverage for both you and your horse. Membership includes horse trailer servicing, towing, flat tire repair, even on dual wheels, battery assistance, and lockout service on any vehicle in your plan. We also have your equine companions covered with referrals for emergency vet services, farrier referrals, and emergency stabling assistance. Get peace of mind on the road for you and your horse. Join U.S. Rider today.
The foundation of a horse's well-being is a strong hoof. That's why Calexiquin, the new daily hoof supplement from the makers of Cosequin, contains key ingredients such as biotin, amino acids, copper, and zinc to support hoof integrity, quality growth, strength, and durability. What sets Calexiquin apart from other hoof supplements is the inclusion of vitamin E and selenium, which provide antioxidant support and membrane stabilization. Put your best hoof forward with Calexiquin. That's Calexiquin. To learn more, visit Calexiquin.com.
Now it's time for some study show. I don't think we did this in January, so I'll remind everybody that's new study show. I take a look at, go hop on the Google, and I just put in study show, and I look at the last month of news and see which studies we wasted our money on because we already knew the answer. And I would say I have a very mediocre collection of study show. Do you want to try and guess these?
Well, then I'm going to guess what they're going to be, and I'll make it even better.
Okay, good, because I think you're not going to have any trouble at all with these. Because okay, we wasted some money on studies this month. So I'm worried about, I will say, with the current administration's cuts, I'm worried that our crappy studies are going to go away.
Oh, no.
We don't have any to talk about.
See, again, you can also transition this to expert say. That's another one you can Google.
Oh, yeah. I could look at that. All right. Let's do it. Study show for February. Three new studies show weight loss isn't all about.
Weight loss isn't all about exercise. Please say that.
That's half a point. Three new studies show weight loss isn't all about diet and exercise.
Oh, that's now, really, really good thing to spend your money on.
Yeah. And you know what? We've had 1,000 studies that say it is.
So what is it about then? See, you've got to read these stories because right now I'm practicing intermittent fasting because I've gotten ginormously fat since I got my surgery and I can't do anything except for eat.
Is it working?
I don't know. I've only started last week.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you that when you're fasting, you just really want to eat food.
You're just hungry all the time.
Yeah, just hungry.
Right. That's right. Studies show that spending time in nature
is, let's see, if this is a study that we've wasted money on, mm-hmm. I would like to say that spending time in nature is good for your soul.
That's true. It enhances physical and mental health. Is there anybody that said spending time in nature wasn't good for your physical and mental health?
Oh, I know. Spending time in nature will make your allergies worse.
Well, that is true. That is true. Mine have been pretty bad. So, yeah, that one, I just don't know that anybody has ever come out and said spending time in nature is bad for you. Well, I know a couple of people never leave the house, so maybe they would say that. But strong legs are linked. This is a first. We have never had one of these in the 15 years we've been doing this. Strong legs are linked to...
Oh, my God. I can only think of things that are dirty.
I know. It's not that.
Strong legs are linked to good drivers.
Nope, that ain't it.
Oh, okay. That's weird. I was totally just trying to think something.
I know. Other than sex. So, strong legs are linked to longer life, studies show. So for horse girls, this is great news.
Oh my God, I'm going to live forever.
You're going to live forever, you guys. You have all these 2 point. Yeah, you're going to be, you have strong legs. This is perfect.
On the merit of my inner calves and inner thighs, I am going to be 127 years old.
I would say bike riders too, because there's nobody that has bigger calves than bike riders. Number one reason students compete in sports in high school is to?
Because their parents make them to keep their horse. Because if you want to keep your horse, you have to participate in high school sports. So what, every quarter? By the way,
after you said that the last time, the auditors chimed in, and so many of them had that same story. They were forced to do other sports to keep their horses.
Really? Yep. I wasn't the only one?
No, there were several posts about that after that. You were in surgery, I think, about that time. But
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you were not the only one.
Yeah, I was forced. My dad thought legit I was going to go to college on a basketball scholarship.
Maybe this is why your younger brother was the favorite one. Because you had horses.
He played tennis.
No, yeah, see, he was doing a favorite sport. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the horses that really cause the girls in the family not to be the favorites. I don't know.
That's probably it. Go ahead. Karen.
Well, this is, see if, again, like we said, when you go outside, it helps your physical and mental health. How did anybody think it wouldn't? Same here. The number one reason students compete in sports in high school is to have fun, engage in exercise, and spend meaningful time with their friends.
No way. Are you serious? Somebody gave somebody money to study that?
There you go.
Oh.
Why else would you do a high school sport other than those three?
These are terrible.
I know. I told you. An Australian study, because we're not the only ones that study stupid things. Australian study says ice cream is...
delicious!
Yeah, well, kind of. It's good for you. I love this study. I think this is the best study we've ever done and ever covered, that ice cream is good for you. Now, I really wanted to read this story, but it was blocked by one of those paywalls on the news site.
Oh.
just take my word for it. It's good for you. Have ice cream every day.
And also, what else ice cream does is after you have surgery and you've had a trach tube down your throat and your throat hurts, if you just eat ice cream for like 6 days straight, it will make you fat.
Yeah, and then you have to go on a fasting diet to get over it.
Something I've learned.
Recent studies reveal how beer can be... you're going to like this
one too. Make you prettier.
Wasn't it?
Beer? No, it's not make you prettier. Make your partner more attractive.
Depending on what you have. Yes, that is true. That'll be the next study for next month. Recent studies reveal how beer can be part of a balanced diet. So we've learned today that the three new studies that show weight loss isn't all about diet and exercise. And this study says beer can be part of that diet.
And ice cream is good for you. So
this is
I
a
feel
good
like we've
day
learned
for
a lot
studies,
today.
Actually. I am rethinking my study show today. Studies show that friendships lasting more than 7 years will.
Oh, I read about this one. They last forever.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting. I wonder why it's 7 years. Did you read it? Did it say?
No. I just saw it. And I was like, I don't think I've had any friends for more than 7 years. Well, that makes sense.
You and I mean, we've been friends for more than 7 years. You know what, though? I wonder, so if you're friends for 6.5 years, you're done.
You're toast. Yeah.
You guys don't talk anymore.
You know what? I haven't been married for more than 7 years. Does that go for that? I've had this job for more than 7 years. Oh my God. I'm so stable. I'm like one of the most stable people I've ever met.
This is the longest job I've ever had. Let me tell you. I've never had a job this long. Scientists develop living. Okay. This, I'm not even going to have you guess.
Can I just comment on what you just said? Mm-hmm. Because it was something that happened in my house last night. The children who didn't have to go to school today were watching movies. And I was like, some of us have to get up and work tomorrow. And Lucas looked at me, goes, Mom, you don't work. You just have horses. I was like, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Where did you learn that from Dad?
Yeah, you learned that from somewhere. And he was like, and I just looked at him
and
I was like,
did Anna crawl under the couch?
Well, I looked at him and I was like, I'm sorry, what did you say? And he's like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And Anna was like, I can't believe you said that to her.
No
Guess food. Who's not playing on their tablet today?
No food for him. Go to bed. Stay in your room. Scientists develop this. I'm not even have you guess. It's just scary. It's just scary after all the movies we've seen. Scientists develop living robots with self-healing capabilities.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that out of a horror movie that we've all seen?
We've all seen the movie Big Hero 6, Baymax. It was, love that cartoon. That's a fantastic Disney movie, or Pixar movie. I would like to have robots develop healing capabilities for humans, not healing capabilities for each other, so they can take over the world.
I want the damn robot that's going to cook my dinner. We were promised that in the Jetsons, and it never happened.
Where is Rosie?
Yes, anyway, where is Rosie? I want a robot to do the simplest thing, just cook dinner every night. That's all I need.
Just clean my house. Yes. You know what? Fold my laundry. God.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking about the other day when I was folding laundry, after 60 years of folding laundry, going, why do we bother? Just throw in a heap, pull it out of the heap, and use it the next time.
Yeah.
It does seem like there's certain things like loading and unloading the dishwasher.
Definitely. Like,
where's
not
the robot for unloading
man.
The dishwasher? Where is the robot then?
Glenn, that's where you messed up. That's what kids are for.
Yeah. Yeah, but did they actually do it without a fight? See, the robot wouldn't fight.
Because if you don't do the laundry or put the dishes away, you don't get a tablet. I see why my parents took the horse away at every opportunity. Because it makes, if you dangle a carrot in front of them, oh, really? Would you like to play on your iPad tomorrow? Okay, well, let's go ahead and unload the dishwasher. I mean, I use that all the time. All the time.
Well, that's it for study show. That's all I've got. As I said, it was kind of a weak one, but it was a good one for us because all of our vices are in here and they're all good for us.
Smoking is good for you.
That is one that we've never had. We've had 1,000 studies about sex, about drugs, about marijuana, about food, about all of those things. And they've all said opposite things. But smoking, they've only ever said one thing. So
I'm just thrilled that ice cream is good for me. So I'm going to Google that study and see if I can find it. And I will pay the paywall.
What do they call that? Your eating hours? When you're not fasting? You can eat all ice cream you want, apparently. Isn't that how it works?
I can cheat. Oh my God, I plugged it into Google to find the story, and the AI overview on Google says the statement that ice cream is good for you is generally not accurate.
AI didn't look at that study, apparently, out of Australia.
No!
The Australians are good for us, is what I get out of that.
That's what it is. Mm. And Australians do everything upside down anyway, so it's makes sense.
Jamie went to see a movie I want to hear about. We're going to do that in the post show. So that's it for today. Tomorrow we have, let me see here. What do we have? Tomorrow I think we have the Quarter Horse episode. And later in the week we have Equine Affair episode. That's coming up in April. So we're only a couple months away from Equine Affair. I'll be there and we'll be doing a meetup and everything. So look for information about that. And then Jamie and I will be here on Wednesday and Friday. Where do they send their weird news?
weirdnews@horseradionetwork.com.
All right, auditors, hang on.
Spay, neuter, and geld. Deworm your horse, give him vaccines, float his teeth, unless you're in swink.
And please love the first twin.
Time for the Auditor Post Show. We want to remind you that this is not always safe for work or the kiddos. Thanks for hanging around for our nonsense.
All right, so you went to see the new Captain America, right?
I did.
I was curious about this movie because I've read very conflicting reviews of this one.
Well,
this is where we have
the
new Captain America. What's his name?
Sam. He is Falcon.
Oh, that's right.
Becomes Captain America. I mean, I don't want to spoil the Marvel Universe for him.
Because we couldn't afford to pay for a new character, so we had to take one and move him around.
So, yes, Sam Wilson becomes Captain America. Yeah. Anthony Mackie, yeah. Oh, he's not a real person. He's Sam Wilson. So he becomes, we watched it on Friday night. I took Lucas and Anna because Anna has, I mean, like, teenage girl loves Captain America, but like the first one, Steve Rogers. And I told her he's not going to be in here. He might make it an appearance. No, he's not going to be in this one. Well, they still wanted to go see it. So,
and wasn't Harrison Ford in this one?
Harrison Ford is in it. He plays. And do you remember there was like a military guy who was always on the Avengers case and he was always like the bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harrison Ford plays him.
Kind of a baddie man.
Yeah, he was kind of a bad guy. So, but he's now been elected president. And so they're
I think he's
trying to
president before.
Well, yeah, things. I think once or twice he didn't jump out of a plane or anything, but he played the president. But long story short, here's my review. Okay. There were things that happened in that movie that I was like, if you have seen any Marvel movie, you know that we know what's actually going to happen. At one point, the bad guy says, you don't even know it, but there's other worlds out there.
What?
We know it. We know that.
We've had 85 Marvel movies to tell us that.
I'm like that guy was on a spaceship and went to other places. They tied in like every movie, that even the ones that we haven't even watched, because they were just started to get so bad. And there's like, you know, Harrison Ford is giving a speech as a president about the aliens that came down from the sky and the ones that came out of the ocean. And I was like, Lucas, what aliens came out of the ocean?
Oh, you
like,
didn't watch the.
That was the Eternals, Mom. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, right. I didn't see that. So there was big reference to that.
Oh, and I never saw the last Thor movie. We just couldn't do it. We heard it was so terrible. We couldn't
I mean, I can watch Chris Hemsworth read a phone book, so it doesn't matter. But it's just kind of flat and just kind of like, I just think they need to stop and start over. Just start over. Just start over. So we started watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that like on Disney Plus, started watching that because that was referenced in the movie as well. And you're like, who the hell is that guy? And I've seen these movies. They're like, oh, this guy's coming back. Remember him? Like, no, I'm like, I just watched the entire Marvel Universe like 6 months ago. And I still don't remember any of these people. There's so many people and so many stories, and they put 4,000 movies and TV shows into this movie to make it happen. And like, if I were to just describe this, the overall,
would you have understood any of it if you hadn't seen any of the past ones?
No, I didn't understand half of it, and I've seen them all except for the Eternals, and I still was like, wait. Who's that guy? And so we had to come home and start watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier again because I didn't know who that main guy was. I was so confused.
That's the one with Bucky, right? The Winter Soldier? Isn't that
yes,
Bucky?
The Winter Soldier's Bucky. And then they did a Falcon and the Winter Soldier like TV show. And,
right.
It's on Disney Plus. And they used one of the guys from that was like a main character in the movie. And I was like, I have no idea who the hell that guy is. So we came home and we've been watching Falcon and Winter Soldier to get caught up on the movie we saw Friday night. It just start over. Just go from the beginning. It's too much. And I love it all. And it's too much. Too much.
Wow.
Start over.
It's got a 50% on the tomato meter.
Well, I mean, I love the fact that they can have such diversity in superheroes. Like, I feel like,
yeah, but the story still has to be worth watching.
It does. It really does. And there was some random characters in that. Okay. Spoiler alert. This girl comes in and she's the president's security. She's like 4'6".
Yeah. Why do they always do that? Even Scarlett Johansson's like 4'6". I mean, she's tiny.
But she's fit. This was just like a weird looking 4'6" woman who all of a sudden is like a badass and is like kicking people's butts in this hallway and like takes down like 7 guys with AK-47s. And I was like, come on.
Have you ever watched SWAT?
No.
I've been, I don't know why. I was binging on SWAT. Have you ever watched it?
No.
The TV show? Well, the one female SWAT officer is what you say. She's probably about 5'4", skinny as a rail. And she's fighting all these big, heavy duty, you know, big, huge bodybuilder dudes from Russia and, you know, kicking their butts. And I'm going, that's just a little hard to take.
I mean,
she's tiny.
Come on. This girl, if you see it, like.
At least Xena Warrior Princess was built. She was a tank.
She was a big, a big, healthy Amazonian woman. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
This was the opposite of that. This was like if you bought a horse that was 15.2 and turns out it's 14.1, that's what this woman is. She maybe was 14.1. And she's like taking down. And the whole movie, too, like you're like, is that guy good or bad? Is that guy going to be a good guy or bad guy? You never can
quite figure it out.
And then at the end, you're like, okay.
Did you actually care about any of them? See, that's what the one thing Marvel gets wrong in some of these movies is by the end, you haven't cared about anybody.
I actually, if I weren't with the kids, I would have left. I actually walked out.
I'm not going then. Don't waste my money. Watch my video. I walked
out and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hang out in the lobby because it's just so much fighting and all of this. And it's just so, it was just, and you guys, I feel like I'm cheating on Stan Lee talking about this, but he's gone. And I don't think he would have let this happen. Like, I don't know. I just, like, I left and I was like, and Lucas was like, I said, what'd you think? He goes, eh. Like, that was his response.
Well, and it's, you know, Jennifer's gotten done with these two, and we were avid at watching all of these. We've watched every Star Wars, every Star Trek, you know, all of those. And, but how many times can just a new villain, it's the same story. There's just a villain threatening the world. It's just a different villain. It's the same story over and over and over again.
So my brother, Josh, is in probably 10 different Marvel movies. So they filmed them all in Atlanta and he is on like the casting list for extras.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's in Black Panther. He's in the first and the second Captain America. Again, he lives in Atlanta and they film all of them there. And he's in probably 5 or 6 of them. So I texted him. I said, hey, were you in the new Captain America? And he wrote back, yeah, I was the old black guy. And I was like, okay. And he goes, no, my movies are better than that. I saw it last night. I said, your review? And he said, if y'all liked it, God bless. But it's down the MCU bottom for me with the Eternals and Captain Marvel. Basically, this is my brother, and he's texting this to me. And he says, basically, I hate women. Thanks, brother. I know. Yeah, he hates women in movies, like women that are doing ridiculous things in movies. And I can't disagree with him in this
one. You know what, though?
It was ridiculous.
The one I did like, I liked Black Widow, but not because of her, but because of the Russian sister.
Okay, well, they did a preview for a new one that's coming out with her.
But they made it funny. She's funny.
She's so funny. This one tried to be funny. But in a
kick-ass kind of way, she's likable, right?
Yeah. She's going to be in a new one that comes out in like May, I think. April or May. And it looked really good because it looked really funny. It was like all of the characters who weren't famous and all the movies come together. And it's like Elena the sister. And it's the girl who played Ghost. And it looked really, really good because it's all the people like they can't find anybody to save the world. So they find all these people and it looked really funny. And so I'm really excited about that one. But this one, no, come on. She's 4'2". She's 4'2". Like, I actually thought, I was like, they hired a little person to be the security guard for the president of the United States.
Bring Xena back.
I mean, you think it would be Xena. Where is Lucy Lawless when we need her? Hashtag, where is Lucy Lawless?
Is she still around? I haven't seen anything from her in years.
Well, it's because she's too old to be a crime-fighting badass.
Oh, let's see how old she is. Lucy Lawless. She's 56.
She's
got to
be 60. 56? 56.
Yeah. I didn't know she was born in New Zealand.
Well, let's not go down a Lucy Lawless road here. Oh,
but
here.
Lucy, you know, she was also in those bad Hercules movies that were out back way back when. Xena Warrior Princess was on from 95 to 2001.
Never seen one episode.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you not? That we only had 3 stations back then. How did you not watch?
What were the years?
95 to 2001. That was before a lot of stations came on board, I think.
Well, the first couple of those years, I was out on my own and I didn't have a TV. I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that you had to have a TV back then to watch anything.
I was poor.
Oh my God, she looks nothing like I would have pictured her looking today.
in your poorest time of your life, do you remember what you ate? Like, were you ever like really poor?
No, see, well, after Jennifer and I met, there were some times, let me tell you, yeah, where we were ramen noodling it.
Did you ramen noodle it?
Jennifer was much poorer, though. She had the times when she was a working student down in Pennsylvania, where she was living in an apartment with no kitchen, nothing. And, you know, she was eating peanut butter and jelly every day, for, you know, all day. That was it, you know, so she really had that time.
Yeah, I remember, I don't want to go down this road because I was probably 21. I was so poor at one point. I rented out the basement of a place in Ohio and there were spiders everywhere. And the only thing I could afford, you couldn't like get fresh food because the spiders would eat it. I used to take a vacuum and suck up the spiders, like a little vacuum. Yeah, it was terrible. So, but I would go to the store because you couldn't leave food around because it'd be covered in spiders. So I would buy a can of tomato sauce. Like they were like 9 cents and they had oregano and basil. And I would take angel hair pasta because it cooked real quick. And I would put that in the can. That's what I ate probably every day for a year because you couldn't leave food around because the spiders would get all over it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No wonder you don't like spiders.
And that's why I bought my husband a horse for Valentine's Day. Because I can.
And we're all marching toward death.
Because we're marching towards death. Oh, trust me. I was like, you know, whenever you do something like that, you're like, this could be a very bad idea. And I was like, I mean, he was like $1,200 cash, you know, and I was like, it's fine. You know why? Because we're marching towards death and it's not going to break me. It's not going to hurt me to lose $1,200 and save this poor little angel baby who, again, he wasn't beat up or anything. He's just.
No, you sent me the picture. I'll post that in the show notes. He doesn't look beat up.
No, he's not. He's just kind of neglected. You know, they just kind of neglected him. Like he lived out in a field and I think he's really, he has zero personality. Like zero, like completely blank, checked out. So I'm excited to see him. Ginger said when he actually walked over to her today, yesterday you couldn't catch him. Like that was one of the things why they tied him to a tree. He was like, I don't want you to wait for me to try to catch him out in the field. Okay.
He has a lightning bolt on his face.
I think he's adorable. But his stripe looks like a lightning bolt. And Anna is so in love. This is like the coolest thing she has ever done. Like get in a trailer and drive a couple hours to go like buy a horse that they've never seen. What? Who does that? I'm so excited.
Did they bring their mace along? Pepper spray, something, bear spray.
So
you sent them to the middle of freaking nowhere, Oklahoma.
If you're going to have muscle, you'd want it to be Ginger. I know I've just talked a bunch of crap about women as superheroes, but Ginger has a concealed carry.
Yeah, she looks pretty tough, actually, Ginger.
I'm very glad she lives at the front of our property.
She's a tough cookie.
No bullshit, man.
She's your bodyguard.
Speaking of Ginger. Yeah. So you know how we got those ducks? One of them ended up being a drake, and he got very, very, very big. And Ginger kept saying, when you're ready, I'll eat him. I'll take him and eat him. Well, I can't do that. Well, then he started raping my hens and killed one of them. And I was like, he's yours. You take him. And so what does Ginger do? She goes out and she catches that damn duck and she cooks him and eats him. She had duck for dinner.
No.
I'm like, yes, she weighed him. He was 27 pounds, Glenn. 27 pound duck.
Did she know how you feel about that?
I let her do it. Care. I was like, he killed my hens. And apparently Muscovies are like the ribeye of ducks. Apparently
is what I heard.
Because Barrett and her were fighting over it. Oh. So she split it with Barrett. So yeah, she ate the duck. I was like, you know what? He's lived a good life and he's murdering my hens now. And he was 27 pounds. And she goes out there and she dispatches up the duck, plucks it, cooks it, and eats it like a baller. She grew up country.
Yeah, we could never do, we had chickens and we could never, I mean, I eat chicken, but I could never get through the plucking process. So we never processed her. We never did that.
She grew up on a farm and that's what her and her grandma did. They had rabbits and goats and ducks and chickens and that's that's how they ate. And so her grandma taught her how to do all that. And so she just like, I said, you can have the duck now. He killed, you know, he's raping the hens and he killed one of them because he's 27 pounds.
I always thought it was the geese that were the nasty ones.
He wasn't nasty to people, but he's a giant male duck. And again, I got him as a baby and I wanted him to love me, but all he would do is hiss at me. And so it wasn't like we loved each other, but he was really beautiful. And I thought he's going to eat so many bugs. And then he killed one of my hens because did you know that ducks have penises that are screw shaped? And hens get, if they do that to hens, they die. So he killed
did
one of them.
Did not know that. Then,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject now, and we're going to end this on a very positive note. I'm going to completely change the subject because I have to get that out of my mind.
So anyway, if you want to travel with somebody, take Ginger with you. You'll be fine.
Apparently, she should have been the bodyguard for the president.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to end on a very positive thing. You know, I don't look at reviews on our podcast. You know, I just don't. It's just time
consuming. People review us?
Yeah, apparently we get a lot of reviews, but I don't look at them. And so I thought, well, we got AI now. I'm going to ask AI what people are saying about us on reviews. So here's what AI told me. Yes, Horses in the Morning generally was very positive, has very positive reviews. Here's what I found. Apple Podcasts. They have a 4.7 rating with many enthusiastic reviews. People praise the host's chemistry, the informative content, and the fun, engaging atmosphere. Many reviewers say it's their go-to podcast for all things horse-related. Other Aww. Platforms. That was very nice. Thank you, everybody. Other platforms. While I don't have specific numbers from every platform, the overall sentiment online seems to be very positive. General feedback. Online forums, which has to be the Chronicle, because what else is there? Online forums and social media discussions also reflect this positive view. Listeners appreciate the show's long-running consistency, the wide range of topics, and the sense of community it fosters. It's clear that Horses in the Morning has built a loyal and appreciative audience over the years. The show's blend of entertainment and information combined with the host's genuine passion for horses has resonated with horse lovers around the world.
Aww,
see, isn't that
so
positive to end with?
That is positive.
And thank you for everybody that left reviews. And if you haven't, go leave one because apparently it's good for us. That's one
According
thing.
To
you
AI.
Listen. You listen to other podcasts, and they beg people every episode to leave reviews. I think we've talked about that twice in the entire time we've done this.
Only
show.
When we got one review that it was like so mean.
Oh, we wanted to bury it. That's right.
We wanted to bury it,
and we did. I think everybody came to our aid and buried the thing. Do you remember
4.7?
Do you remember the first review that I got at Stable Scoop when we started in 2008?
No,
it's still there. The first review I ever got was from a guy, and he said, the guy sounds like Kermit the Frog. That was the review. Aww. And I said, if I had Kermit money, you could sound like Kermit the Frog every
Way
day.
Way to
all
spend
day.
That, buddy. Way to spend that.
It's true. Kermit's very popular.
You know, all you have to do, like when I first met Chad, apparently, you know, I was in the radio in Atlanta, and there were some just... people, they had these forums for like people with morning drive radio, and they would talk about all the people. And there was some shit that was written about me that was on the internet that was downright offensive. And I remember when I first met Chad, he'd be like, yeah, my parents Googled you. And I was like, Oh no. Yeah. There was a thing that said, we're in the post show, like that I had already made my way through all of the Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Hawks, and that I was now, never dated a hockey player and dated a Braves player. But other than that, like, it sounds like I've been making my way through the football team and the basketball. Like, what? I'm not allowed to date in my 20s?
People think this nasty social media thing started with Facebook and Twitter and stuff. No, there were forums before that where they could do that.
I was horrified. I was like, I promise you, I haven't dated made my way through the Atlanta Falcons. Like, what? Like, and I would read stuff about me. I mean, some
you
of it was
horses.
Very nice.
There was no way you had time for that shit.
I didn't have time for that. But no, like, and just people write such mean stuff. That I here I am, like, this show. I just try to be honest. And yeah, did I want to tell you guys my husband got me 1,000 pounds of gym equipment for fucking Valentine's Day? No. But you know what? It's real life. It's real life. And so I got him a goddamn horse.
Okay, you can please hit record when he figures out that you got him a horse. I got
to
hear that.
I need to find out when he's coming home.
On the next post show.
I'm going to put a bow on the little fucker.
On that note.
God, I'm totally gonna do
congratulations.
That.
You made it through another post show. Thank you for all your support. Now, go ride your horse.